Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible mean in Colossians 2, verse 11, when it speaks of a circumcision made without hands, and then calls it the circumcision of Christ? Now, the passage under consideration reads like this, Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. In Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. Some people believe this passage is saying that New Testament baptism replaced Old Testament circumcision. But this is not what the passage is saying. Old Testament circumcision was required of all male children on the eighth day after birth. Listen to this passage. In Leviticus chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, the Bible says, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman has conceived and borne a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of her customary impurity she shall be unclean. And on the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." Jesus himself was circumcised 8 days after he was born to Mary, according to Luke 2, verse 21. Now listen carefully. If Old Testament physical circumcision was replaced by New Testament baptism, then that would mean only men should be baptized because only men were circumcised. This, of course, is incorrect. According to the New Testament, both men and women were baptized. In Acts 8, verse 12, the Bible says, "When the Samaritans believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Now, what have we learned so far? We've learned that only men were circumcised in the Old Testament, but we learned also that both men and women were baptized in the New Testament. Therefore, Old Testament circumcision was not replaced by New Testament baptism. Well, question, what then does Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 mean? Well, here's the answer. According to the Bible, there were two kinds of circumcision. There was physical circumcision performed upon male children, but there was a spiritual circumcision called circumcision of the heart. In Deuteronomy 10, verse 16, the Bible speaks about this. The Bible says there, Deuteronomy 10, verse 16, "Therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer." In Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, "The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live." Now, many other passages could be given, but this is enough to prove the point. Just because someone was circumcised physically, this did not mean they were circumcised in the heart. Circumcision of the heart meant having your heart devoted to following after God. It meant having your sins cleansed away from your life. With this in mind, listen again to Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. The Bible says there, "In Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead." This passage is speaking about spiritual circumcision, or circumcision of the heart. According to this passage, one becomes circumcised in his heart when he's baptized. Physical circumcision meant having part of the flesh cut off from the body. Circumcision of the heart means having sins cut off from a person's life. Spiritual circumcision is an operation made without hands. In other words, this is something God Himself does. Physical circumcision was done with human hands. Human hands operated upon the body and cut off part of the flesh. Spiritual circumcision was done without human hands. God Himself operated and cut off sins from a person's life. Now, question, when does God perform this operation? Well, according to this passage in Colossians chapter 2, when a person is baptized in water, this is the occasion when God performs the operation and cuts off the sins of a person's life. Well, this fits with what other passages say about baptism. For example, in Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." In Mark 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." In Acts 22, verse 16, the Bible says, "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And in 1 Peter 3, verse 21, the Bible says, "The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us." Well, all of these passages are saying the same thing. Baptism is the occasion when a sinner is saved by the blood of Christ. Baptism is the occasion when God operates upon the sinner and cuts off the sins that that sinner has committed. This is why we at the Church of Christ teach that baptism in water is essential for salvation. Sinners are not saved by faith only. Sinners are not saved by saying the sinner's prayer. Sinners are saved when they have faith in Christ and are baptized for the purpose of having their sins washed away. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.